During the Civil War, some states along the border of North and South had two state governments, one aligned with the Union and the other with the Confederacy. If you head to this city, you'll learn the story of one man who voted to stay with the Union. His unique story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Fayetteville, Arkansas was a growing city in the 1850s, a city that someday would be home to the University of Arkansas. But when the Civil War began, the local college and the town square were burned by the Confederates on their way out of town.
A lot of the townspeople were gone. The people with northern sympathies went north. The people with southern sympathies, and especially people with slaves and things, they took their slaves and they would head south to Texas and places like that. So the town was kind of abandoned.
Tess Kidd at the local historical society says there was a skirmish here, logically called the Battle of Fayetteville.
Down here on the corner of College and Dixon Street, they called that Bloody Corner because that's where the last-ditch effort of the Confederate cavalry was. So they killed some horses and some men there, and they called it Bloody Corner, which makes it sound like thousands of people were dead.
But only 25 were killed or wounded in the entire battle. Arkansas had voted to leave the Union a year prior. At least most had.
The Northwest Arkansas contingent decided to go that way also because if they were going to leave the Union, they were going to leave altogether. But one man from Madison County, Isaac Murphy, stood up and he refused.
Isaac Murphy would end up being an important leader in a new government.
We actually had two governments during the Civil War. We had a Confederate government, and then once the Federals were able to take Little Rock and they put in their provisional government, then the Confederate government moved down to Hope, Arkansas.
And it was Murphy who was the governor of that pro-Union group that would end up in control of the state at war's end. It's all part of the story told here at the Washington County Historical Society. Traveling the countryside in Fayetteville, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.